Hi, this is Andrew, and in chapter 3 it talked about a lot of overpopulation today and how people want to live where there's a lot of jobs so they can provide money for their family and just enough space to live with, basically. And in chapter 4 it talked about how the world population's like growing tremendously and how people are having less children to raise just to spend less money and also raises the life expectancy. And chapter 5 talks about migration and like how families are forced out of countries with stop. And I also talked about step-by-step migration. And my favorite part was just learning how like how the world came to be and how all these different cultures are spread throughout the world through migration. And that's why my favorite chapter is also chapter 5, because it talks about migration and just learning about all these different cultures and stories. And some of the struggles are just finding the needed text for the chapters, the one pages I'm at, because I'm just not the best reader and I always get sidetracked while I'm reading. And why the where it mostly happened in like the least developed countries where they just have a low economy, just not really education, and just not enough money to provide for their family. To where the more developed countries have like they have more money, they have education, and just have more space to live with and jobs. And that's why the families migrated there. And connection through all three chapters is or connection with the three chapters is in class with like the vocab quizzes, because and we're also learning about it with the models. And three chapter connections, they're like they all talk about migration and just how it came to be and how families decided to migrate and how they were like forced out of migration with like overpopulation and just having like no education really. And yeah. In about chapter 6, it basically just talks about like culture and diffusion and like different cultures that like around the world. And my first point of analysis is like the ethnic enclaves, and they're like clusters of people who share the same culture, and this culture like is dominant over a lot of other cultures. And like people of the same language can determine their like origin and all that. And my second one is like culture hearths. And like culture hearths is where cultures start, basically, where the original sources come from, and just spreads wider and wider across like the world, causing what's called diffusion. And like people just start practicing this culture. And I believe culture, like culture activities, celebrations, are like just a great way for people to express themselves freely and just have a better understanding of themselves, their family, and their origin. And a text that is, or something that was like chapter 6 was like the videos we watched in class with the Longhorn Mayo and the culture activity they do with their hair while singing that song. And also the one on the, I forgot what the island was called, but where they had the whistling language, which was very fascinating. And if I were to create a book, I would just name it something simple like just culture. But on the cover, it would have like a bunch of different types of cultures and celebrations and all these different type of people from around the world. And catchphrase, I would put like a house without a foundation is like people without knowledge of their history and past of their ancestors. So about chapter 7. And basically talks about like language and culture and all these languages between different cultures.
And my first point of analysis are dialects. And dialects are basically just like different differences and variations of a language throughout the world. And like, for example, America and the UK, we have the same words, but are spelt differently, but they make the same sound. And my second point of analysis are like origins of languages. And there are like 7,000 different languages throughout the world. And on that one island, Papua New Guinea, you can learn like a language within every mile. And I believe that language is a great way to establish differences throughout the world and understanding of cultures. And language also brings people together by communication. You could cooperate together, and it just makes things easier. And this chapter is like similar to if you're trying to learn like a new language. These cognates, there's like cognates. Like I'm learning Spanish right now, and there's words that are like the same in English, and they're called cognates. And like there's accents above it still, but it's also like Spanish words are spelled differently within accent marks above letters, requiring it to be said with a strong Spanish accent, but they still look the same. And if I were to create a book cover for this chapter, I would just make like a huge like collage type thing with a bunch of words in different languages that have just a bunch of greetings like hello, how you doing, and all that. And my quote would just be pura vida, which means pure life. And that's it. So chapter 8 is about religious and ethnic groups, and it talks about the background of different religions. And my first point of analysis is polytheistic, which means to believe in multiple gods. And this word is important because it represents the kind of like the kind of religion you believe in, and if you support one god or multiple. And also, monotheistic is believing in one god. And my second point of analysis is the landscape. And the landscape matters to region because it like resembles your practices and beliefs. And like if people follow Shinto and like view rocks and mountains and like all these other things as spirits, and like Christians, we go to church and worship God and Jesus. And I believe that like religion, it could really like make someone feel welcome in the world and just help them guide themselves through their life. And I just think it's a really good thing to have in one's life. And this chapter is similar to like different schools, because each school and college has their own unique thing, and they celebrate, they all have these different traditions and celebrations. And if I were to make like a book cover, I would put like all these different gods, or I'll put like a church and then all these other different religious beliefs on the cover. And my quote is if one is lost, go live with your religion. And that just means like religion's always there for you to feel welcome in the world and help you through the world.
The unit 3, my favorite part was just
learning about all these different cultures and languages around the world, and how English is like the most dominant language because the British spread it. But that's only one language of like thousands of languages out there. And the part I struggled with was the vocab, because I couldn't make a connection to truly understand the vocab, the vocabulary. But once I made a connection, I got to understand it a little bit more. And the why or the where is like why different cultures are in different areas and how they spread around throughout the world. And my connection across all three chapters is they all talk about culture, and each chapter like talks about each type of culture and something within the culture. And my connection in the classroom is we watched a video in class about culture and how like these different languages and those people who study languages called the linguist went throughout the world and like studied and learned endangered languages, and also like cultures throughout the world like the Longhorn of Mayo and how like K-pop was spreading in Mexico.